Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Wrestlers limit their arsenals because the form is all about pacing and creating expectation through building a move and making the audience want to see it if they're a face or if they're a heel not want to see it. In much the same way as not hearing the chorus after that first verse would feel like an anticlimax in a pop song, the babyface failing to hit the big popular move after the comeback would deflate the crowd. Subverting that pattern, however, can sometimes elicit incredible drama. I'm Cy for WhatCulture.com and these are 10 times wrestlers busted out moves you'd never expect. Number 10. Diesel busts out a plancha. There's a perception of Kevin Nash, one that the man himself endorses with a sly wink and shrug, of an inveterate carny who lays his way through a career in which he only gave half a damn about the money he was paid. This perception formed a sort of meta-character throughout his TNA run, which was probably funnier than was advisable, and was built from almost everything he did in WCW. The Bash at the Beach 96 main event was so dull before it became infamous, and he'd only just got there. He himself states that he had little intention of going hard in WCW because he was paid so much money, he was a megastar, and he didn't need to. He did need to go in the WWF, however, because he didn't evolve into a sensation overnight. So to back up the mega push, and driven by the perfectionist DNA ingrained within the clique, who if nothing else justified the spots they controlled so zealously, busted out a plancha against Sid at In Your House 2, and it was amazing. Nash being Nash, there was probably more than the pursuit of art propelling him off his feet. He likely wanted to make sure to do something that Sid, competition as a giant, simply couldn't do. Number 9. Undertaker busts out a plancha. The Undertaker, for all his talk of real effing men, more likely to bring a knife backstage than a Nintendo Switch in his day, had wrestling's cushiest gig in the early 1990s. He rarely bumped on that horrific concrete ring and indeed barely moved. His shuffling, dreadful walk was perfectly in character, and as such, he didn't have to go, even though, as it transpires, he totally could. Taker started to propel himself around the ring in his matches with Mankind during 96, which incidentally cannot be underlined enough in their importance to his career. By 97, he had refined his act to something truly otherworldly. His aura already established, the exhilarating and terrifying idea of Taker as a winged behemoth allowed him to play the closest thing wrestling ever got to true horror. He was so powerful at Bad Blood that it was as if Shawn Michaels was in there with a Lovecraftian old one. That match was so special that their Ground Zero no contest rarely gets a look, but it was there in which the new monster flashed his teeth with the first jump scare of his unbelievable plancha. Number 8. Brock Lesnar busts out the shooting star press. It was so close to being one of the greatest spots ever, and to make it all the worse, footage surfaced of him executing it perfectly in Ohio Valley Wrestling years prior. Brock Lesnar's style has evolved to a point at which we'll never likely see it again. This is a man so incredible at selling the idea that his opponents are utterly doomed that he only need to drive a tree trunk thigh into their gut to present himself as the hardest and most formidable man to have ever stepped foot in a wrestling ring. Number 7. AJ Styles busts out the Burning Hammer. The Burning Hammer was such a devastating kill shot in storylines and indeed reality that even its originator, Kenta Kobashi, adapted it over time. Because of his expert ability to register and build anticipation ahead of his big moments, the wrist clutch variation that saw opponents land on their upper back and not their neck was still revered as a legendary super finisher. Yes, Brian Kendrick used the move in the 2016 Cruiserweight Classic, but that was a Paul Levesque production. Vince McMahon was very different. There was no chance of seeing the harrowing head drop of the Burning Hammer on WWE TV under his direction. Except it wasn't, because in 2021, AJ Styles drilled Riddle with an undiluted version of the move, which was a setup to deliver the match-winning Styles Clash. Number 6. John Cena busts out a Hurricane Rana. The WWE fandom was so deprived of state-of-the-art content and anything that remotely resembled something that wasn't its own unadventurous, homogenized style that they once popped for the worst Hurricane Rana spots you'll ever see. More outrageous than good, it didn't matter, and to be fair to Cena, his vertical leap was seriously impressive for a man hardly known for his agility. He did, however, almost drop himself on his neck and landed in such an uncoordinated way that he almost kicked Punk in the head on the way down. Still, it was a thing. Number 5. CM Punk busts out the 5 moves of doom. Punk has a way of making fans love or hate him, and nobody forecasted him receiving jeers 4 months after his improbable, incredible return to wrestling, but then people forget that about him too. He was the best kind of heel of the 21st century, and he loved and lived for the hatred. The match at Eddie Kingston at Full Gear 2021 was brilliant and distinctively so. A witty, pissy, petulant fight that told more story in 10 minutes than so many hacks manage in 3 times that amount. Incredibly, Punk, delighting in the reaction, channeled John Cena and performed his 5 moves of doom sequence to get over the idea that he was the establishment, a saboteur, the fake megastar as contrast to Kingston's real grinder. A masterclass and a cruel glimpse of the full-blown turn that sadly never happened. Number 4. MJF busts out Made in Japan. MJF is the complete professional wrestler, and if this sounds like hyperbole, so be it, he's almost the perfect wrestler. He's fantastic in the ring, superb on the microphone, and is better than anybody at dangling you on a hook for whatever it is he's doing the next week, which he often teases with a mystery and delivers with an awesome penny drop of a reveal. In virtually every interview he has conducted this year, he has professed his loathing of New Japan Pro Wrestling. He hates it, or at least his character does. He thinks the New Japan's roster is comprised of morons who stiff each other stupid with demented and gratuitous head drops. In his first match with CM Punk in Chicago, he felt he had no choice but to bust out Shingo Takagi's Made in Japan to regain the advantage in the most competitive match of his life. Whenever a wrestler breaks their code is awesome. It's the ultimate shock and show of respect to one's opponent. And even with no knowledge of this context, it was still very obviously enough of a departure from his usual repertoire to resonate. Number 3. Bad Bunny busts out the Canadian Destroyer. The Canadian Destroyer is probably the most controversial move of the century. Indeed, it defines the chasm between the enduring old school versus new school discourse. The backflip component is simply meant to look spectacular, and if you wish to apply some headcanon logic to it, the idea is to discombobulate, then damage your opponent. Even those enamored with the move draw a line under certain instances of it. Adam Cole should not execute it on Keith Lee, but set up well enough, Penta El Zero Miedo can actually deliver it to the same wrestler. As with everything, context is crucial. While the Destroyer is shorthand for wrestling looks too fake now, its divisive power means that it's also a shortcut to get over. When Bad Bunny blasted John Morrison at WrestleMania 37, it was electrifying. He evolved from eager to exceptional in the span of seconds. Credit to Morrison too, his spring-like bump was some feat, and he more than played his part in making the moment. Number 2. Hiroshi Tanahashi busts out a Poison Rana. Hiroshi Tanahashi is a genius, and one of the greatest wrestlers and workers of all time. There's a distinction between the two. Tanahashi did and does actively dislike the most brutal form of strong style and resented Katsuyori Shibata for exhuming it in New Japan Pro Wrestling. This informed an incredible philosophical war at Destruction in Kobe 2014 and sparked within Tanahashi a grasp of a new compelling meta-narrative. He played the role of a sanctimonious curmudgeon when working his IWGP heavyweight title program against Kenny Omega, whose style he described as shallow and backloaded with exciting moves to create the hollow illusion of an epic. It was a hit, selling out the Tokyo Dome legitimately for the first time in 19 years, and to put the story and his opponents over, the purist executed an atypically risky move. He dropped Omega on his head with a Poison Rana to tell the story that wrestling must evolve. This is where the worker bit comes in. Tana used the Shibata match to legitimize the Omega match, and in one of his Aces High columns on the official New Japan website, revealed that he actually resents the attitude he pretended to hold. Number 1. Shane McMahon busts out a corkscrew plancha. If you want to be pedantic about it, and it's very, very easy to be, Shane McMahon undid the very concept of what a pro wrestler is by working a competitive back and forth with AJ Styles at WrestleMania 33 in a match that made no sense despite its immense critical acclaim. Where did Shane learn all those counters? Shouldn't that take years of experience? He made it all seem like a game, and it effectively was to him something he was entitled to do at his convenience. Shane was very good in the Attitude Era because he worked from a far more logical character perspective, whether he was being an opportunistic jumped up little shit against X-Pac or taking a hellacious beating from Kurt Angle. And at SummerSlam 1999, he busted out a quite insane corkscrew plancha against Test, and missed to convey the sensible idea that he was a hubristic squirt lost without the help of the Mean Street Posse.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.